What up, everybody? It's your girl, Scorpiana, aka Niara. I am back, motherfuckers, with another episode of Late Nights with Scorpiana. Okay, so quick recap. I want to thank you all for tuning in to my very first podcast last week. It was definitely a jump off the cliff moment. I was not expecting all of the great feedback that I received, but I received it, and that is how you know you should always just do what the fuck you feel is right. Go with your heart, go with your first mind, put out great shit, and just let the world eat it up or fucking kick that shit to the side and pick out another new hobby to go after. But in any event, always shoot for the goddamn stars and put out your shit. So I'm really grateful for all of the people who have decided that they would be tuning back in tonight to listen in to what the hell I have to say. I am so grateful for that. I'm just trying to really gather my thought process right now because it is a bit overwhelming, especially when you kind of have this pressure on you to deliver, you know, just a great piece of fucking work. But I'm not going to let it all go to my head. I think I have a lot of great people rooting for me. I've been getting a lot of good feedback from people who I've just would not expect to really hear from. It's really odd, but it's also like pretty cool. And you just never know who really has like your best interest at heart. So I am back, guys, with another episode of Late Nights with Scorpiana. All right. So tonight's episode, we will be diving right into the motherfucking topic of the motherfucking night. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, the bitch I can't depend on. Okay. Yeah, no new friends? #, where they do that at? I'm loyal. These hoes ain't loyal. Yeah, the topic of tonight is going to be all about your motherfucking friends. What about them? Are they relevant? Are they toxic? Do they provide inspiration? Are they the reason you're still here? Could you do without them? Do you feel like you want to replace them? That is tonight's topic, and we are going to get right into it. I picked this topic because in life, we go through many stages of what is a friend. And I think when we've reached a certain age in life, typically between, you know, the ages of like 14 and like 17 or 18, we feel like, you know, we've met this lifelong friend and it's like do or die, you know, pinky swear and shit like that. You'll never leave my side and we'll be here together. We'll keep each other's secrets. And then, you know, you go away the fuck to college and then you come back and you're like, ew, who the fuck are you? Or you come back and you're like, oh my God, bitch, I'm so happy. You know, you never changed. You're just the same. I mean, I don't know if that's really a good or bad thing, but that's kind of one of the topics that I wanted to kind of get into. So the inspiration behind my discussion for the night, it kind of stems from me feeling like I'm in this weird space where I'm like developing all of these new cool friendships over the past like maybe 3 or 4 years, and I found myself kind of parting ways with friends that I've known for, you know, 5 years or more, 10 years or more. And it's one of those things where I feel like it's like a catch-22 almost, if you will. So it's like yeah, I get to lose a friend who was toxic as fuck. But then, oh my God, when I look back at all of my great memories, I'm like missing you and wanting you to be here. And so it's like bittersweet, I guess. It's more of like the better, you know, verbiage to use there. But I think in any event, we need to kind of figure out what is a friend and why is it so important that we keep people in our lives and outside of our family. Because, I mean, if we really want to get into that topic of like, what is a family doesn't necessarily have to be through a bloodline. A family can definitely be for your friends. And I know a lot of people who literally have like an extension through their family from their friends. I mean, I even myself, like I consider my best friend, like my brother, and he considers me his sister. And although we don't really like talk too much, like on the family terms, we definitely feel very connected when we go over each other's houses and we're hanging with each other's families. It's definitely like a family vibe and bonds. And, you know, I wouldn't want to have it any other way. But in any event, I think that when we're going through life and we're trying to understand why we have the people who we have in our lives and what purpose will they serve or will they, you know, continue to serve and how long. And we're kind of like the judge and jury over, you know, who gets to stay and why and how long. I think that it gets into like this gray area where we feel like almost like we're boxed into a corner of like having to keep them around. Okay, so what is a friend? To me, a friend is a person who will always be there for you. Head ass. No, that is not a friend to me because I don't really need someone that's going to always be there for me. I think that that is a very generic definition for a friend. And I think that that can be also very overbearing. I don't really need someone to always be there for me. Sometimes just knowing that you're doing okay, you know, is enough for me. Or just for you to know that I'm okay is enough. I don't necessarily need you in my space at all times, no matter what I'm dealing with. And that's actually something that I developed over time to understand about myself. But I'll get there a little bit later on. But to me, I think a friend is a person who I can confide in. I think a friend is a person who I basically can just be myself around 100% and I'm not judged, I'm not criticized, and they just understand me and they support me. And I think a friend is also a person who is always going to be real with me. I think a good friend, a friend of mine, is a person that's always just going to be very, you know, on the straight and narrow, not going to lie to me, and just pretty much keep me on my P's and Q's when I'm getting too far off into some bullshit and just, you know, reminding me of who I am and, you know, just kind of like being my little guardian angel, if you will. I think friends play a very vital role in your life. And I think that people get it misconstrued that, you know, when you're a friend, it's like you're obligated, you know, like to be here. Like, no, if you have a friend, it's a blessing. If you have anybody in your life that, you know, willingly checks in on you and willingly puts themselves in the middle of your issues and offers resolutions, and they're literally just giving you all this great ass advice and possibly financial advice and even like helping you, whether it be financially, spiritually, emotionally, whatever. I mean, this is time and energy that they're literally taking from their own personal lives and saying, I'm going to implement this, you know, into your life in hopes that you are going to have a better productive day. Your life is going to be so much more better if I put my energy into your space and it creates this better vibe for the both of us. That is a blessing to me. And I think a lot of times we take that shit for granted. So to me, that is what a friend does. They just willingly go above and beyond, and they're just fucking there, and they just listen to you. I think that a part of developing friends is communicating. You know, friendships are a lot like relationships, and how you and this is very true. In my opinion, how you treat like your best friend will kind of be an eye opener for your partner. They'll kind of get an eye opener as to what you value, what pisses you off, what you like, what you don't like. You know, we kind of the first person that we really show all of these like flaws and beautiful sides to is really our best friend, like the person who we cry to every night, the person that sees every part of us. They're kind of the ones who, like, you know, opened up the fucking door for that significant other to kind of see and judge and be like, oh no, let you know what you're about to get yourself into. And so a lot of times we know that our friends, we pretty much, okay, so I think a lot of times we know, it's like we know the type of person our best friend is going to be in a relationship because that's how they are in their friendship, if that makes sense. So if you have a friend who tends to just be super emotional every time you tell them something and they can just never take things head on, aka myself, because I am a little fucking crybaby. And they're just very like sensitive to like almost everything. You can pretty much be sure that when they like find this guy or this girl and they're like, oh my God, I'm head over heels for this person, you're going to be like, okay, bitch, let me give you a couple of pointers about yourself of what you need to work on if you want to get into this relationship. So I think a lot of times we kind of, again, it's like going back to that point of like taking your best friend for granted, taking that friend for granted because they've invested so much of their time and energy into like developing your personality. And just, it's kind of like a, you know, it's obviously it's a two-sided thing. I would hope your friendships are two-sided and it's a collaborative effort to better one another. It's one of those things, yeah, where, you know, your friend can kind of like give you pointers on yourself and they're just like, yeah, bitch, before you start dating this guy, let me tell you what you need to work on because I know you. And what does your friend say? Bitch, you don't know me. That's not how I am. I'm not gonna do that. You got me wrong. And then what happens? They get in the relationship. They do exactly what they said they wasn't gonna do. And then they calling you and they crying and they say, bitch, what did I do wrong? And you're like, bitch, I told you what you did wrong, but you thought you knew and you didn't. So that's funny as fuck to me. I'm like literally dead right now because that's kind of how I am. But anywho, yeah, that's what a friend is to me. So moving right the fuck along. I think the bigger question is, you know what you want in a friend, but can you be that friend? Are you able to put the work in to be the person that you're asking others to be to you? And can you humble yourself enough to see that without some of the people in your life, you may not possibly be mentally where you are? Again, it goes back to that point of taking people for granted and not realizing that a lot of these people are making personal sacrifices to make sure that you are okay. So when we're asking of all of these great qualities, I think what puts you in a shitty category, what makes you, you know, teeter into the toxic space is when you're just not reciprocating that energy. That love is just not there. When they come to you, you're not their confidant. You're like, bitch, Love and Hip Hop is coming on. I'm gonna call you back. Or whatever the hell show you watching. Or you're just like, yeah, that's crazy. But bitch, let me tell you what happened to me tonight. And now it's almost like we're just not giving a fuck. Because at the end of the day, bitch, you need to be that person for me. But I do not need to be that person for you. And I think a lot of times we don't do the work that needs to get done in order for it to be a healthy relationship. So communicating and really just understanding what is your friendship love language. I don't know if that's like a thing, but I mean, I know the whole love language thing is like really popular right now. And everyone's like, what's my love language and all this other bullshit. But I think it's finding that, understanding how you both communicate, and honestly, just being the best version of yourself to your friend that you want your friend to be to you. It's just, it really goes down to the bottom line of just not being a shitty ass person and just being a fucking loyal, dope ass individual. I get tired of feeling like my friends, and when I say this, I'm not speaking to anyone that's relatively, you know, a part of my life now. I'm speaking in general. So if any of my close friends are listening, relax. But I get tired of the whole idea behind not feeling heard. And it sucks when you're in that space of a friendship where you're like, damn, bitch, like, I hear everything you say. And I literally be giving you life as advice, like, whole ass Ayana Fix My Life, Oprah Winfrey, goddamn it, Sally Jesse Raphael advice on how to get through, how to move on. And when I want to be that bitch and like cry and let my guard down, it's just, it never fails. You're just not there for me. And I think a lot of times that is where we start to feel like we're being used and we're not being loved the way we want to be in our friendships. And that's when, if you're either one of two types of people, really, you're the person that's going to speak up on it, or you're the person that's just going to push it to the side and continue to go on and just say, I'll call somebody else up and talk to them about it. I'm not that type of person. I'm not type two. I'm more of a type one, just because I want to make sure that my friends are aware of my personality and the many sides to myself. And then also I'm just the type of person where it's like, I'm constantly trying to make sure that whatever I'm saying or doing in that friendship is beneficial to my friend. And they're like feeling like, damn, I can call Niara. I can talk to her. Like, she's not going to ignore me or push me to the side. And I'm just always constantly trying to make sure that I'm being the best version of myself, because that's what I want my friends to be. So when I'm doing this internal reflection, and I really do it with all of my friendships, because none of my friendships are the same. And some of my friendships are, you know, can be strictly based off of just like certain things that interest me in life. Like, I don't necessarily have to have friends that kind of grasp the generalization of my entire life. It could be just very specific things. Just like, I have friends that I just literally gossip with about bullshit that goes on. I have friends that I like to have deep therapeutic conversations with. I have friends that, you know, I have more like relationship advice. An older friend, you know, who I'll go to for more of like financial, you know, type of advice, friendship seeking information. That's like, you know, everyone has like different types of friends. And I think that it's important that we don't ever blur those lines, and that we kind of in our own way keep it clear as the type of friendship that we have. That is how you keep your business from like floating all throughout the streets. And if it does, you know exactly who the fuck the culprit is, and you're able to handle that shit accordingly, because you're like, bitch, I know for a fact I told you about this because this is all we talk about in this friendship. So I know it was you. So it's levels to the friendship thing. And going back to my original point of being that person I want my friends to be to me. If you're not really ready to be that type of bitch, go ahead and voice that and let your friends know. Like, because the worst thing a person really can say is like, all right, well, you just not the friend for me. You'd be surprised how many people would be like, bitch, I'm okay. I don't talk to my friends about my personal problems. I got my family. I got my man. I got my own best friend who I like to talk to. It's okay that you're not that strong of a person to handle my bullshit, but I want you to know that I can handle your bullshit. So communication plays a big part in letting people know the type of friend you can be. When we get into that whole space of, you know, I want you to do this for me, but can I do that for you instead? You know, friendships are all about, you know, utilizing our attributes. Yeah. So that brings me to my next motherfucking point. When is it okay to cut a friend off? How much is too fucking much? When do you say when? Because let me tell you guys, I personally, I'm a person that can take a lot of bullshit. I really can't. And I think that's probably why I've dealt with a lot of toxic people in my life. It's because I'm the person that says, it's okay, it's okay, they'll get better. It's something deeper going on. They are not mentally where they want to be in life. They're not physically where they want to be in life. I'm that type of bitch where it's basically like, you know, what a motherfucker give, I don't necessarily gotta get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at certain things and I take them in and I dissect them and I take all of the good parts and eat them up and I store them. And when you act out, I show you those parts about you that I really love, and I pat you on your back and I say, okay, we're going to get through this as a team. Let's move forward. But that's the Scorpio in me. So the other part of me is the, okay, bitch, enough is enough. And I just walk away. It doesn't have to be this elaborate, long drawn out text message of a conversation that has to happen, or over the phone, or let's go out to dinner. Let me like break it off to you that I can no longer be friends. It may happen in the midst of an argument and you may be thinking like, okay, bitch, we're going to talk tomorrow, but bitch, you're going to call me tomorrow and I'm not going to respond. Or maybe I am going to respond, but it's not going to be that energy that you were expecting. And going forward, I'm not going to be giving you a call at all. Like, not a peep from me. That's kind of how I handle toxic friendships, because I think they're like gangrene or some shit. You just gotta cut that shit the fuck off.
you can't do like little by little. You've got to nip that shit in the motherfucking bud. Listen to Nicki's song, Nip Tuck. The bitch dropped some gems in there, okay? And that's literally what the fuck you have to do in your friendships, the toxic ones, because they're not going to get better. They're just going to be there eating away at you, constantly making you feel like shit, constantly ignoring you, constantly just saying fuck everything that we fought so hard to get to. Let me just be a piece of shit to you because that's all I know how to be. And that's all I don't want to be nothing else but a piece of shit to you. So why you keep asking me to not be a piece of shit? I don't understand. That's the funny part. But that's also the most hurtful part because you're like, I see so much potential and I know how far we've come and I know the person you used to be and I know you're just angry, but you've got to know when to say fucking when. And for me, time doesn't necessarily play a big factor in that. It doesn't, because that is the allowing people to basically sit in your life and fucking decay over, like, for time after fucking time. You're just letting them start out as like this healthy ass enamel, and you're just fucking letting that shit just knock away at your beautiful fucking teeth. And then one day you wake up and you ain't got shit but a little ass nub and it's black as fuck. And you're like, oh my fucking God. And you still trying to keep that little nub in hopes that it's going to repair some shit. But bitch, guess what you got to do? Cut that shit the fuck off. Cut it off. Cut that shit the fuck off. Anywho, that's a little joke. Inside joke for anybody that caught that. But yeah, toxic friends are that bitch that's just like, you know, when you get your motherfucking nails cleaned and it's like that little piece of dirt and it ain't fucking dirt and you find out it's like a little birthmark ass marking in your motherfucking nail and you like, bitch, did you get the fuck on somewhere? And then you like, hold the fuck on. Maybe I just gotta keep going and get my nails done so I can buff this shit out. And then one day you look up and that shit is buffed out and you like, wow, that shit is gone. I look so much better. I feel so much better now that I look at this part of my life and this part of my body. This motherfucker ain't here no more. And I'm just like thriving. You know, it's like that little dirty ass brown piece of shit that's on a goddamn leaf. And you're like, oh my God. As soon as I cut you the fuck off, the rest of the goddamn leaf grew. And it just flourished into the fucking sun. And now it's vines, honey. And it's thriving in the light. And it's so much better without you. Meanwhile, you've withered away into the fucking sun and nobody is paying that bitch any attention. So with that being said, toxic friends are a detriment to your mental health. If you feel like time plays a big part in keeping a lifelong friend, you are gravely mistaken and you will ever be entangled into a toxic friendship that will not take you anywhere further than what you need to do. It won't even help you grow spiritually as a friend, okay? Because they're constantly trying to keep you where you are. They don't want you to grow in the friendship. They're not even trying to grow. They're literally like, bitch, we're good. We're two fucking couch potatoes and the goddamn chips and shit is in reaching distance. Why the fuck you want to get up, bitch, and go outside when we got shit here? We got Grubhub. We can order in. No. Cut that bitch the fuck off. Tell that bitch she got to go. Get the fuck up off that couch. Open up that motherfucking door. Kick her ass out that goddamn door. Bitch, this friendship has set goddamn sail. And I ain't coming back. Because, bitch, it ain't no goddamn steering wheel on this boat.
I also believe that communication in any friendship plays a very big part. You cannot expect for people to understand what the fuck you're going through and how badly it's affecting your health and your life and what it is you got going on. So, with that being said, if you're the type of person that tells your friend, hey, you know, I'm in this relationship, shit ain't working out, they hear you out, they give you some advice, you like, I bet, you fake apply that shit to your life, and then you get on social media and you start making shit like, it's me against the world, I ain't got no real friend, what's a real friend, you doing all this extra goofy shit, sweetheart, bro, cousin, whatever the fuck you want to identify yourself as through this podcast, let me tell you something. You are creating the most toxic friendship you could possibly fucking think of. Because if people are not saying what it is that you want them to say to make you feel better, maybe you need to communicate what it is that you would like for them to be discussing with you so that they understand what it is that makes you feel good. And how to empower you to get through whatever struggle you're dealing with. If you're that type of person that's gonna consistently like throw shade through your post and talk about how you ain't got no fucking friends and you know it's just me getting to this money and all the extra goofy bullshit people like to post on social media to make it seem like they literally have no fucking body and it's just them, and you look up at their fucking birthday party and they have like 30 people at their fucking brunch and you're like, but bitch, this entire time you've been talking like it's just me and it's no fucking body because you can't trust these hoes, you can't trust these bitches. But it's like, sis, you get into your feelings, but you're not telling us what those feelings are and what are the root of those feelings. Are you upset? It's the way that I handle those problems, because people can only give you advice based on their past experiences. Nobody can give you advice based on what you're going through, if that makes sense. Do you get what I'm saying? So if you ask me some shit, I'm gonna tell you how I'm gonna handle that shit. I can't tell you how you gonna handle that shit because I'm not you and you not me. But if you're not gonna like what I'm giving you and you can't receive that shit and find some type of way to apply that shit to your life, sweetheart, I've done my job at the end of the day. I can't force you to see things my way. I can only give you my take, my perspective on life and how to navigate through this bullshit. So, communication. I can't say that shit enough. I can't express it deeper enough. Like, that shit gets under my skin because you'll turn blue in the face trying to tell a motherfucker you love them just for them to turn around and be like, I ain't got nobody in this bitch that fuck with me. I bet. I'm literally, I bet. That's me. I'm an I bet motherfucker because you're not gonna guilt trip me to make me feel like I haven't done what I needed to do. Especially when you ain't communicated to me what the fuck you needed, what it is that you wanted to hear or what it is you thought that I was gonna say. You know, those are mind games. And again, that goes back to one of my initial points, that those are the characteristics people bring into actual relationships. So they play mind games with their friends. And you're going to take that shit into a relationship and play mind games with that guy or that woman. And then you find yourself feeling like nobody understands me and nobody gets me. And whenever I open up, nobody listens to me. No, sweetheart, are you really effectively communicating what it is that you want and what it is that you need and what it is that you're expecting to gain from this conversation? If you're not communicating, that's the golden motherfucking word of this segment. If you are not communicating what it is that you want or what you need to hear, baby, you're not gonna get it. Nobody on this earth can read your fucking mind. Nobody, baby. So take that as you will. Hopefully I didn't hit a soft spot for any of my listeners. But if I did, that's good. That means we unearthing some things. We're getting to do some of that groundwork on bettering ourselves and internal reflection. We all need to kind of do that. And yeah, just take that shit and keep it moving. So that wraps up tonight's episode. Guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Let me know what you guys think. I'm going to create a poll on my IG story, and I'm going to ask a question about, I don't know, I'll think about it, but it'll be related to tonight's topic. Make sure you guys share my podcast. You guys, make sure you shout it out. I'm on Spotify, I'm on SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and hopefully soon I'll be on Apple Podcasts. So guys, make sure that you just share it. Provide me with all the feedback. I'm working on adding music and a lot of other cool little things, you know, some intro beats and things like that, just to kind of get my listeners warmed up for my nightly topics. But thank you all so much for tuning in, and until next time, love, peace, and happiness. And no, that's not how I'm gonna end all of my episodes, but have a good night, guys. Take care.